You can watch TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the homepage, tjriggins.com.
There is a UFC fighter, and he is from Arkansas. His name's Bryce Mitchell. And Bryce Mitchell has said something that Riggins thinks is so funny. This is his short statement.
So I don't personally wear a seatbelt, but I grew up, my mom never wore one. I just don't believe in them.
I don't believe in wearing seatbelt.
You don't believe in them.
Yeah, because a lot of people believe that you stand a better chance of really getting hurt, trapped in the car.
Yeah.
If you're wearing a seatbelt. I mean, best thing you can do is get thrown away from a car that's flipping. You don't want to be in it while it's flipping.
I kid you not, I went on a blind date with someone that didn't believe in seatbelts. Never spoke to him again.
Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new tjriggins.com homepage. This is TJ Riggins Overtime.
Oh, man, I just hammered a huge meat stick.
That's who that was from.
Yeah. Lindsay brought in a new type of meat stick. Delicious, but I know that's going to hurt my stomach later.
Yeah. It's a healthy one.
Almost everything you eat, you say that, though, Riggins.
Yeah.
Everything hurts your stomach.
Yeah. I say it because it is true. But I heard some devastating news yesterday. Experts are now saying baby wipes are a problem. You can't use baby wipes.
A problem for what?
If you use them in conjunction with toilet paper. Because there's alcohol in them, not from like a flushing standpoint, but for your skin.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They said they're commonly attached to itch in that area.
Yeah, but I don't think they all have alcohol in them.
They said
a lot of them on the box, it'll say no alcohol.
They say if you do use them, make sure you get an alcohol-free one. Obviously, no fragrances and things like that, but most of them do have those things in them.
And there's a big brand about 6 months ago where they banned them. So, and really? We bought them a lot.
Oh, no
and
way.
And they linked them to possible, you know, cancer, you know, this or that, whatever. So anyway, we get a different brand now, but it's enough to scare you when you have kids. I don't know about wiping you, Riggins, but
do you want to wipe me?
I mean, I don't know.
So, how nicely would I have to ask you to wipe me?
So it's only when someone uses a toilet paper. Is it in the same visit or if you use toilet paper most of the time, but then like every, you know, other time you use wipes?
They don't differentiate how much. They're just saying the use of the baby wipe in general. Mm-hmm. But I always picture you using it in conjunction with toilet paper. But I guess some people don't. They just go straight baby wipe.
But I always wonder how adults use that if they're not flushable. Because most of them will say, do not flush on there. Well, how are adults using that?
Even if they say flush, you shouldn't. But yeah, it's a good point. Put in the trash can? That's terrible.
I think that's what they recommend. Yeah,
that's what third world countries do, though, that don't have good plumbing.
Yeah. Right. Or people that use like the what they call the family rag or whatever they call it.
Oh, God.
They're washing it. They throw it in a hamper, basically, next to the toilet. But, yeah, I mean, even the baby wipes are a problem now. I can't catch a break, man.
Can't do anything.
Yep. I can't.
Live your life.
Mm. So what are you going to do? This is the worse than when they stop making your vape juice.
I know. I'll probably just start pooping my pants in the shower.
This is TJ Riggins Overtime. This is TJ Riggins Overtime.
So I was telling TJ the other day, I can't eat soup in my house because every one of my spoons has accidentally been left in the garbage disposal at one time. And I started and I don't know why. So I have 8 settings or whatever you call them. I got 8 spoons, every one of them, the jagged edges on either side. So no liquid is passing past my lips over a spoon.
Without you cutting your lips.
Absolutely lacerating my entire mouth. But this is actually perfect timing because Progresso, the canned soup company, has these soup drops that you can't even buy. They're sold out right now, but they're chicken noodle soup in a cough drop form.
Yeah, I saw that. So sounds disgusting.
The next chance to buy them will be this Thursday if you can even get your hands on them.
That's gross.
Isn't that absolutely vile?
Mm-hmm. Yes, terrible.
A savory cough drop.
What if you're just like so hungry you just
start chowing down?
Yeah.
Now, French onion cough drop, that's a different story.
All right.
This is TJ Riggins Overtime. Get TJ Riggins overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.
Okay. Here I go again, having to point out something that I think people are afraid to point out because of who it deals with. It's a negative comment towards someone named Tom Brady. You know, people are afraid to say anything negative about Tom Brady. But I think it is, because he's been on my list for a long time, before I get into this, he's been on my list for a long time of, if he weren't rich and famous and such a big sports star and all, a lot of his behavior would just be called redneck white trash. You know, his behavior with, you know, his previous relationship, and then Giselle, he and Giselle had some white trash moments and stuff. But I didn't know this until after the playoff game the other night with the Washington beating the Detroit Lions, because Washington has a quarterback. Their rookie phenom quarterback is from LSU, which is my favorite team in college. And they give an award after each game that Tom Brady is the announcer for, evidently. It's called the LTG Award. I mean, LFG Award. And Tom Brady, I guess, has copywritten the phrase, "Let's blankin' go."
Oh.
So now on network TV, he gives away that award with those initials to the best player of the game, or whatever player he thinks is the best. And so he was interviewing Jaden Daniels on the field, who's the quarterback, and he said, "I want to know what it stands for." And I don't know whether he didn't know, or he was just messing around, or he was saying, "Why does it stand?" Because he's a little Christian boy.
I love that.
And Tom said, "Well, I mean, you can't say it on TV or whatever, but then why do it?
Right?
Why do you think that's so cool?" To use the F word on what used to be a broadcast to families, and always had kids in mind when they were watching. The announcers on the games used to never even, they wouldn't cuss at all. They'd never think about saying anything, you know, like that. But now CBS, I guess, is it Fox or whichever one he works for?
Fox
has an award that has the F word in it on network TV.
Yeah, it's like he's trying to be cool or something. That's not cool. I mean, if it's somebody way younger than you has to ask what it, you know, yeah. I mean, and you can't
trash.
Say it. Yeah.
Tom Brady's redneck white trash. I'll say it.
Welcome to the new TJ Riggins Overtime. Get TJ Riggins overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.
I've said for many years that people from Oregon are crazy. You know that. I always say people from Oregon are crazy. Well, they've arrested a couple who drove down to the LA fires and pretended to be firefighters. So I guess they could go in and steal stuff from people and all that. It's a married couple. They were even in a fire truck that they had bought at an auction.
Holy cow.
So they were at a fire truck, full fire gear, and it just kind of tipped off the police and the real firefighters that were there, because, you know, you don't just see a couple, man and wife, drive up in a fire truck
right.
Get out and say, "Hey, we're here to help." Something tipped them off, said they weren't acting right. Well, you think?
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense.
Didn't even know you could buy a fire truck in an auction.
Yeah, let's get one.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Welcome to the new TJ Riggins Overtime. You can watch TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the homepage, TJRiggins.com.
So I saw this story yesterday, and it blew my mind. I'll just read you the first paragraph here. A barista in Mobile, Alabama, needed stitches and vaccinations earlier this month after a monkey jumped through the drive-thru window, climbed up her arm, and bit her. Happened on January 10th on Tillman's Corner in Mobile, Alabama. Starbucks employee asked to remain anonymous, sustained bites to her hands and a laceration to her ear that required stitches. Another employee was able to pull the monkey off of her and throw it down, the owner of the animal could face criminal charges, although it is still an active investigation.
Man.
The other employee said that the woman actually drove up with two monkeys in the car, but only one of them was the one that jumped through the window and attacked the barista.
So they were in the car with a lady.
Yeah. Monkeys.
Monkeys.
So
come on, man.
The lady should be arrested.
Yeah.
But I'm sure the Starbucks employees were probably trying their best. Was it a Starbucks?
Yeah.
Or just a regular? Okay.
Starbucks.
So, yeah, they're probably trying their best to not hurt the monkey more so than protect the woman.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. That's a fight or flight. I'm flying out of there. Mm-hmm. I'm not helping my employee out with.
Yeah. That'd be a dead monkey if I were in there. I'd throw it against the wall so hard.
I'd be scared to touch it.
Mobile County Health Officer Kevin Michael said it was an Aotus monkey, also known as an owl monkey, had a detailed health history and was evaluated by a specialist veterinarian. The monkey was determined to not have any illnesses. So that's good, I guess. I mean, silver lining. It didn't have any illnesses after it scratched you, bit you, and lacerated your ear.
You can't even go to a Starbucks and grab a coffee without taking your monkeys.
And this is Mobile, Alabama.
Mobile.
You wouldn't think that Mobile would have people running around with monkeys or Starbucks. Yeah. And when you said barista, you said barista in Mobile. I was like, what? Is that the thing that's hard to believe? Because it is for me.
I had to check it. I was like, there's no Starbucks in Mobile, Alabama, but there is. And apparently their customers tote their monkeys around with them. So active investigation. I'm curious to follow up on this and see how this ends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, how active can it be for how long? You know what I mean?
Well,
I mean,
they're looking for the woman.
Oh, they haven't found her yet?
She came into the store later in the day to ask what happened, but then took off again.
So she left her monkey there?
I think so, and then came back to retrieve it maybe. So we'll see.
She shouldn't have that monkey back. They should take the other one from her once she surfaces again.
Yeah. Can't handle your monkey.
Yeah. Why you even got two monkeys? Where'd you get them? Crazy woman.
Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage. Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.
Saw the cattiest thing on social media yesterday. This woman said, when I see rich, snooty-looking women at the grocery store, I pretend I need something, and I say to them, excuse me, do you work here? Just to keep things real.
Oh.
Keep things real.
To keep things real. No, what you meant to say is to bring them down a peg, even though they've done nothing to you.
They've done nothing to you.
And how do we know that's bringing them down a peg? I mean, in her opinion, but
that's how she thinks she's going to bring them down.
That's terrible.
Isn't that awful?
We need to lift people up.
I totally agree.
Let me talk to her.
Okay.
She's got Marxism in her heart. Mm-hmm. That's class warfare is what you call that.
Have you ever been asked, do you work here? I get it a lot, actually, no matter where I am. It doesn't really, Target, I've got it at the grocery store. Do you work here? No, I don't, but I don't get offended by it.
No, absolutely not.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah,
and I'm usually like, I can help you if you, what do you need? I come to Target a lot, what you need?
I could work here.
Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.